there is something missing from today's gospel. Perhaps you noticed the same thing. You saw in the Missalette that the gospel reading for this Sunday is taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12, and then it skips to verses 17 to 20. What happened to verses 13, 14, 15, and 16? Now, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, let's take a look at those inspired words of Jesus, beginning in verse 13 of Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. You'll notice in your Bibles that Jesus is the one who's speaking in these verses, 13 through 16. This is the missing part. It goes like this. Jesus says, "Woe to you, Chorazin, and woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will go down to the nether world. Whoever listens to you listens to me. And whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." I think that that last verse, verse 16 of chapter 10, is the key to understanding this whole gospel passage. Whoever listens to you listens to me. And whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever listens to one of the disciples is listening to Jesus. Jesus has given the 72 disciples authority to speak in his name. Even the demons know that the disciples speak in the name of Jesus. The demons must obey a command they receive from a disciple in the holy name of Jesus. When the 72 disciples return from their great missionary work, they are so excited. They're rejoicing. They can't contain their excitement. They say, "Jesus, guess what? Even the demons listen to us when we speak in your name." And Jesus says, "Yeah, I know." He says, "I know. I've observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky." He says, "That's because I've given you authority to tread upon the full force of the enemy." Isn't that great? The authority that Jesus gives to his disciples, that even the demons must listen to the disciples. So whoever listens to one of the disciples listens to Jesus. And whoever rejects one of the disciples rejects Jesus. Jesus says, "Now, in whatever town you enter and they don't receive you, shake the dust from your feet. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for that town." Now, do you remember what happened to the city of Sodom in the Old Testament, book of Genesis? It's in chapter 19. Because the city of Sodom was a city of grievous vice and sin, a city of grave immorality, lacking social justice, disregard for the poor, and the abomination of homosexual activity. Do you remember what God did? The Lord sent two angels to the city of Sodom and destroyed it in a sulfurous fire. What is Jesus saying? He's saying Sodom had it easy compared to the city that will reject me. On the day of judgment, the cities of Tyre and Sidon, who never got to hear Jesus, who never got to see his mighty works, they'll have it easy compared to the cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, who did get to hear Jesus and see his mighty works, but rejected him and did not repent. If I were to ask you this morning, who this morning wants to listen to Jesus? Probably most people would shake their heads and say, yeah, I agree. I want to listen to Jesus. And if Jesus came to our town, would we welcome him or would we reject him? And most people would say, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd welcome him. I'd give him a good meal. And I say, great. But do we listen to the men whom Jesus sends in his name? Do we welcome the men that Jesus sends in his name? Jesus says, whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me. You know, when the Pope comes in the name of Jesus, how often do we reject him? When a bishop, priest, or deacon in union with the Pope comes preaching the good news of the salvation of Jesus Christ, how often do we reject them? And we say, you can't tell me what to do. You're so old and your teachings are so old. Nobody believes that stuff anymore. I can decide for myself what is true and good and right and beautiful. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 87, it says, mindful of Christ's words to his disciples, he who hears you hears me. The faithful receive with docility the teachings and directives their pastors give them in different forms. The faithful receive with docility the teachings their pastors give them. Really? Do we receive with docility the teachings from our shepherds, our Pope, and our bishops? This week I put something in my column in the bulletin from Cardinal Timothy Dolan. He's the president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. He's speaking on behalf of all the bishops. I wonder how his words will be received when you read them this morning. With docility, with acceptance, and joy, and enthusiasm? How about Friday? What happened on Friday? Pope Francis published his first encyclical letter, Lumen Fidei. Lumen Fidei, the light of faith. Jesus will be speaking to us through the words of our Holy Father. How will the Pope's words be received? With docility, with openness, with enthusiasm and excitement, with joy, as if we were hearing the words of Jesus? What a blessing. What a blessing that the Lord gives us laborers for the harvest to bring in souls for him. What a blessing the Lord gives us these laborers for the harvest that speak in his name. But somebody might object and say, well, Lord, we certainly would have welcomed you. We would definitely have listened to you, Jesus, but these disciples are just your worthless servants. They bumble, they sin, they make lots of mistakes and bad prudential judgments. Doesn't that sound kind of familiar? Lord, we certainly would have fed you. We certainly would have clothed you, but when did we see you hungry, thirsty, naked, sick, and in prison? And Jesus will say, amen, I say to you, as long as you neglected to do it to one of the least of my brothers, you neglected to do it for me. And the cities of Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum will object and say, Lord, when did we reject you? And Jesus will say, I say to you, as long as you rejected the least of my disciples, you rejected me. Jesus says, yes, I know. I know my bishops and priests and deacons are very weak instruments. I know they sin and they make lots of mistakes. But Jesus says, when the Pope and those in union with him speak on faith and morals, Jesus says, they're speaking for me. And when a priest forgives sins, Jesus says, they're speaking for me. And when a priest says, this is my body, Jesus says, it really is my body. They're speaking for me. Because whoever listens to them, Jesus says, listens to me. And whoever rejects them rejects me. I don't know about you, but my greatest desire is to listen to Jesus. My greatest desire is to be obedient listener to Jesus now and in eternity. My greatest desire is to welcome Jesus into my home, into the home of my heart and my mind, my soul. How can I do this more perfectly? By listening and obeying those whom Jesus sends to me in his name. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.